This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Don's Heating and Cooling, Iowa Realty, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, 3M, Rich Goff Custom Farming and Trucking, Sandals Lounge, and Pella Motors. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Columbia Store and Tire, Ozinga Feeds, Iowa State Savings Bank, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you like bacon? Pork chops? But what happens to that other byproduct of pork production, manure? Let's go in-depth with Tyler Suter, Josh Cook, and Jacob Suter with Suter Applications, Pleasantville. So, Jacob, could you tell us the basics about manure spreading?
Pretty much just haul manure on the ground, inject it into the ground. We have a 7,300-gallon fuel tanker, which hauls liquid manure, and you just inject it into the ground 4 or 5 inches into the ground. And before all that, you have to go to a meeting, pretty much, to get certified to be able to apply manure commercially for hire. A webcast at Extension office, and they just talk about everything from how to apply and things we need to know about distance. It's about staying away from watershed and wells and creeks, just everything. They have a lot.
And how long have you guys been doing it?
4 years.
4 years?
I've been doing it for about 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, about the same, 4 years.
Can you describe the piece of equipment that injects it? How big is that? I know how many gallons you say, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything to me. How does that compare to, say, like an anhydrous tank that we normally see moving down the highway?
Well, it's actually about the equivalent of a semi-tanker that you'd see going down the road, right?
Okay, so it's really big.
It's big.
Pretty decent size.
And so that goes into the fields?
Yes.
And then how does it inject it? Does it have like, funnels going down? What's it look like?
There's a big PTO shaft that runs the pump, and it kicks it on, and it pumps it to the back of the equipment into our Dietrich attachment. And then from there, it goes down big 3-inch hoses, and it incorporates it into the ground, so it never even broadcasts on the ground, just injects it straight into the ground 17 feet at a time.
So it's not sprayed on the surface at all?
No.
So how does it mix into the surface? How does it just do that naturally with the rain and stuff?
Yeah, because it's when you're injecting it 4 or 5 inches into the ground, so that's where it gets its incorporation. It's already into the dirt. You don't see the manure when you inject it.
By injecting in the ground, you're benefiting a couple of things. That way it keeps down on the smell for the injecting, and then also for the nutrient value. It goes into the soil and doesn't run off with rain or anything like that. So it goes into the soil and allows the nutrients to mix better with the soil for the fertilizer value.
So it gets right to the roots?
Well, essentially, it gets into the soil, yes.
Okay, into the soil, and then the roots can... Mm-hmm. Do you apply it before or after the planting?
You'll apply it in the fall, pretty much the same as anhydrous. You see all the anhydrous toolbars out there, it's the same thing.
Okay, and so then the winter, the environment, the freeze-thaw, the rain, it just allows it to permeate and get mixed.
Yes.
And then if you plow, then that helps too?
Yeah, if you do more incorporation, it always helps.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Schools, Vermeer Corporation, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Pleasantville State Bank, and H&R Block. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find in-depth in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Barker Implement, Kevin Wadley CPA, HCI Care Services, Central College, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Suter, Josh Cook, and Jacob Suter with Suter Applications, Pleasantville. How's the manure liquefied? What's that process?
It's already liquefied in the hog pit.
It's similar to a septic tank where the solids will float on top and you have all the liquids from the water and waste. And then before application, we use a pump to stir it all up to get it mixed and to get the solids liquefied a little bit to make sure that it's all a nice, even liquid.
Okay, and so it's stored underneath the facility where the hogs are?
Yes.
And how does that work out? Is that I presume it's a big facility.
Yep. There's no problems. It's just underneath the floor on 12 feet down.
Okay, so how often do you have to empty that?
Once a year.
Once a year is all. Okay, and so then it goes directly into those semi-sized tanks that you described earlier and then directly to the field?
Yep, from the pump. They'll come out the pump into a hose directly into the tanker itself. From the tanker, goes directly to the field.
How many acres will, like 1 year from a common-sized confinement, how many acres will that cover?
About 250 acres. Depends on how many gallons per acre you're putting down on the ground. Your DNR restricts us a lot on the P-value of the ground. So
P-value, what's that mean?
Like the N, P, and K, the nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. So the P would be the phosphorus. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So
a piece of ground that's really high in phosphorus, you can only apply enough manure to that value of phosphorus on that ground. Like they won't let us put too much phosphorus on the ground. So the farms are all soil sampled, and they restrict us on the P value a lot.
How often do you sample the field?
Sample the field?
That's every 3 years.
Every 3 years. Does it change? Does the chemical composition change?
Oh, yeah. With the manure, it's good stuff. It's natural. Yeah.
More and more, as we do the application, it's not so much just to get the manure out, but we're using it for the fertilizer value. So by testing, we can determine what kind of P and K values or the N values that we want to put on. And so more and more, we concentrate on that to level your field off, to use the P and K to get it where you want it to be.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Pella Cooperative Electric, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, KO Roofing and Siding in Pella, Verdeft Agency, Lighten State Bank, and RJ Performance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, First State Bank, Titan Machinery of Pella, Midtown Tire in Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Laley USA, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Suter, Josh Cook, and Jacob Suter with Suter Applications, Pleasantville. Does the composition of the manure, does the chemical consistency of the manure differ from confinement to confinement?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have a, same as testing in the field, every year we have a analysis taken of the manure to see what the N, P, and K levels are in the manure. And so then that, with that, with those numbers, we can balance how much we haul to the particular field based off of what it needs or what it can take.
And do you guys do this sampling yourself, or do are you trained in that, or do experts from the DNR, say, come in?
We have a business, Pinnacle is what it's called, and they come down and sample all of our barns yearly, and just to get the analysis.
And they'll take the samples and send them to a lab.
To the lab technicians, and then they'll send us all the paperwork after that.
And so then you read the paperwork, and you'll figure out what to do with it.
And then they also have the... They have the soil samples as well to get, so we can have our rate of how many gallons per acre we can apply.
Okay, so what environmental concerns come to play when you're doing all of this?
Doing the hauling?
Doing the application and also with it being in the ground and the manure being in the ground. Are there any environmental concerns that need to be mitigated?
Well, it's, I don't know, I would say it's manure. You would think it would be better than some of the anhydrous toolbars and commercial fertilizers and stuff like that. But there is definitely environmentals. You don't want to have an accident, spill a tanker, and go into the creek or the ditch or something. They could be definitely be harmful to fish in a pond or something like that. But the company Tyler was talking about a minute ago, Pinnacle, they give us all of our distances that we need to stay away from, like a creek or tile inlets. We don't want to spread on top of tile inlets. Just things like that.
So you have to know the field pretty well. You have to
drive
around it and check it out and make sure that you're not that you're applying it appropriately.
Yeah.
And so what happens if you misapply it? What if something goes wrong?
Like have an accident?
Sure, or you get it too close to a creek or something.
Call the DNR immediately.
Yeah,
there's a DNR hotline just specifically for DNR spills. And then they'll come out and assess the situation. And after everything's assessed, take immediate action to fix the situation, whether it is backo or push or doze the infected area out so it's spread more evenly through the field.
Does that kind of thing happen very often?
No.
No, not very often.
And since you guys are all shaking your heads now.
It's pretty easy not to have an accident as long as you pay attention.
And so this is why you go through the training, too?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And do you have to go through that training every year or just once in your life?
Every year.
Every year. Why every year, you think?
Just new technologies they come out with, new regulations. There's always new regulations.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Pella Precast Products, Lighten Processed Meats, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, De Blumenhof, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, and Digital Galleria Designs. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIA KRLS.com. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and catch up on the in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McGriff's Spray Foam, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, Pella Feed Service, Scurring and Utermarkt, Central Cellular, and Braffhart's BP.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Suter, Josh Cook, and Jacob Suter with Suter Applications, Pleasantville. Sometimes I hear the application of manure is controversial. Do you think that the controversy is because the public doesn't know, or do you think that the controversy, there are some real concerns? What do you think is going on with the controversy?
I would say the controversy is played up. If people knew how many gallons of manure are actually pumped in a year and how few accidents there actually are, the few that they hear about are pretty small in contrast to how many gallons are actually pumped in a year's time and how many gallons are safely put in the ground in a year's time.
Right, so there's millions and millions of gallons.
Yes.
And
one particular building, to give you an example, will hold roughly roughly 600 to 700,000 gallons in a year's time is what we will empty out. So, like I said, it's relatively safe for the most part. There are accidents that happen, but for the most part, we, you know, concentrate on being safe and doing the right things.
And we're restricted. We're restricted so much on how much we can apply to the ground, to where we're not overplying to where it's harmful at all to the soil. So it's pretty safe.
And it's a natural fertilizer.
Yeah, it's just hog poop.
Yeah, it's the best fertilizer that you can get, being a natural product.
I hear sometimes there's concerns about applying it to frozen ground. Do you ever have to do that?
No, as long as you get it all hauled in the fall, we should never have to do that. And we can't haul on frozen ground anyway, unless there's an extreme situation where you have to. But that, I don't know.
It's one of those things. This has been an evolving process, and that's something that people used to do. And with the DNR coming in with regulations and different things like that, it's for everybody's safety, and it's for the safety of the water in our environment. And so that's kind of a thing of the past. Unless it's an emergency situation, rarely does that happen anymore.
So emergency situations should be rare. You avoid them through planning unless it's an accident.
Yes.
What else does the public not know? I just have to tell everybody, those are the hogs behind the scene. But what else should the public know about application of manure that they don't?
I would say, number one, like Jake said earlier, versus commercial fertilizer, we're putting a natural product back in the ground. And like I said, I think that the few accidents that they hear about puts a negative image of what we're doing in the public's eyes. But like I said, we're actually putting a natural product back into the ground, and that's the best thing you can do for the ground.
Now, what's the balance? Can you guys guess? Do you have any idea about the balance between fields and hogs? Should there be more hogs to fertilize the fields, or are you at the verge of having too many hogs to fertilize the fields? What's the situation? Do you know?
Well, kind of in our area, there's not very many hogs down where we're at, Marion County. There's very few hogs down here now. Kind of in north central Iowa, there's a lot more buildings up there, and I don't know what kind of ratio they're in. They're probably always looking for ground for manure, but
it's a balance between what the market tells you as well. You know, we can't we'd love to be able to put enough hog buildings on to supply more fertilizer, but the market wouldn't allow everybody to put up a hog building. So, you know, it kind of goes by the market for the hogs as well. So there's a balance between that as well.
And how is the hog market now while we're talking about it?
Pretty stable right now, yeah.
And is there a manure market? I mean,
definitely sell manure.
Definitely sell manure?
Yeah. People are always interested in it.
So you're making money off the hogs and the manure?
Well, yeah, you definitely make money on not buying commercial fertilizer. That's usually more expensive, but
Like I said earlier, it's an evolving process, and more we realize what the fertilizer values are of the manure and how to use it correctly. So as we evolve in that, the value of the manure has gone up.
Okay, so it's what they say, value added to your farm operation.
Exactly, sure.
And better for the environment than a lot of the commercial things?
I wouldn't say it's a lot better, but you just think it'd be natural.
And produced locally.
Right, sure.
Because where are the commercial products manufactured, do you know?
Potash a lot of it comes from Canada.
Anhydrous is the byproduct of gasoline.
So that's
which
coming
is purchased from overseas.
So all of this
from people that don't like us.
Yeah, all right. So it could be coming from a wide variety of places and sure. As a byproduct of gasoline or from Canada. And so here we've got the product local. Any last things you'd like to share with the listening audience about the application of manure?
If you ever see us coming down the road, we got big equipment. Just try to be courteous, and we'll try to be courteous also.
I guess I don't know the way the public sees it, but we want everybody to know that we are trying to do this as safely as possible, and that's why the DNR is involved as well. And so we're taking care of the environment as well. So just want everybody to know that we're doing what we can to safely apply it.
And if you're ever driving by, looking, have a question, I'm sure the farmer would be more than glad if you just stopped and asked a question. And that's the best way to get to know, watch, and learn about what's really going on in the rural part of the state.
Thanks to Tyler Suter, Josh Cook, and Jacob Suter for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.